It started when the co-owner of Bloomington's Le Petit Café posted a note on the restaurant's Facebook page complaining about two women who had brought their young children to dinner. Marina Balor-Fiore's note says she tried to dissuade moms Amanda Field and Bria Carlson from having dessert, and when they did anyway, she overcharged them because their babies made some noise. When WFIU caught up with Balor-Fiore, though, she realized she had made a mistake and apologized on tape to the two women, saying a free meal for Field, Carlson, and their families seems in order. So you might offer a free dinner to the two women?
Oh, it's the least I can do. And the husband and the babies. I want to have those babies. And Amanda was funny about it. She said, well, you know, my three-year-old is a handful. Are you sure you want to go for that? I said, yes, it will be my public mea culpa. I want to go for as many screaming babies as possible.
Field says she's exchanged messages with Balor-Fiore and considers the apology accepted and the matter settled. Most upsetting, she says, may have been internet message board posts, which subsequently popped up chastising her parenting skills.
There was a lot of negative things, and they were either saying, like, the moms are morons, the moms are selfish, the moms should have known that they were being so rude. They just assumed that we literally sat there and let our babies scream. I mean, they said things like, why didn't they hold them? Why didn't they nurse them? Why didn't they take care of their children?
But will Le Petit Café's clientele be turned off by the public anti-baby fervor? Balor-Fiore says she accepts that business may suffer.
Quite frankly, had I thought more about that, I probably would not have done it that way. What a stupid thing to say. But I knew it would not, of course. I knew some people would be very angry with me. And I always thought somehow I may even lose a few customers.
Field says she plans to eat at the restaurant in the future and hopes to accept the offer of a free meal as a final apology. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.